Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
In the book of Matthew chapter 6, in verse 25, from 25 rather, I'll read quickly. Therefore I say to you, Jesus speaking, context now, Jesus speaking, part of the Sermon on the Mount, profound teaching concerning life. And who was this who was speaking? The one that made everything, including you. The one without whom nothing was made that was made. Now, if you really want to know how the BMW functions, talk to the designer. Talk to the creative designer. He will give you insight into what you will never have dreamt of in your life, because he knew what made him do what he did. Now, he who made what has been done says, as the head of all creation, as the crown of all my creation, I say to you about your life. Do not worry. What you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body. What you will put on is not life. More than food and the body, more than the clothing. I mean, Jesus, too much. He said, I made the body. I give ideas to men to create how to make the body look good. Why are you worrying so much about what to wear when it is the body that is more important? Why are you so bothered about what you are going to eat? I need the body that develops appetite. Do you know I can sustain you without food? I made the system. So if you really want to worry, then let me tell you what to worry about. If you worry on what is not, you give the devil the opportunity he doesn't have to cut short what he knows that he dare not. The one that has no leg, how can he worry about shoes? So if he starts to worry about shoes, you say, are you okay? You should worry about your leg first. That's the context. I feel the fire, ladies and gentlemen. Because somebody in the next 10 minutes will be liberated, not just for now, forever. In the name of Jesus, I say forever. Oh yeah. Jesus spoke here. But you see, don't let the devil take you to the other side and begin to feel guilty now and beat yourself unnecessarily. You are only being natural. There's nothing wrong in being natural. Every man is expected to be natural, but not every man is expected to stop at the bandwidth of the natural. Some men must walk in the supernatural realm, and you are those ones. You are the ones that stir up hope for the natural world. I feel the fire. So don't beat yourself down that you are thinking natural. But resolve to be who you are. You live beyond the natural. at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor, reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your Father, your Heavenly Father, feeds them. Are you not of more value? How can you, for goodness sake, wake up devaluing yourself by your thoughts? Which of you now, listen, by worrying can add one cubit? A lot is contained here. Worry from now till your physical life ends, it does not change a thing. So why worry? If anything, it cuts this beautiful life short. God forbid, in the name of Jesus. That's never your portion. I say, in the name of Jesus, it's not your portion. Amen. Jesus speaking here. If I have a prayer, let me hear him and let me understand him. To understand him is to do what he says. The natural has its demands, but they not always take you or give you the desired result for life. That's why those who are natural, they can never attain the supernatural goal of God for their lives. Those who give in all the time to their natural cravings, which includes worry, lust, yes, appetite, yes, but it includes worry. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lily of the fields. Yeah? They neither grow, neither toil. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, when I dead Solomon up to today, no living man can ever manifest my wisdom like Solomon did in terms of earthly possession. None. But even Solomon could not stand what I did for the ordinary grass. You are my covenant children. Why are you defiling yourself? Let me manifest through you. To know that he died for everybody, yes, but I am included. What a knowledge. And yet I said to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed. Yes. So what do we call this? Do not worry. So why do you worry? Yes. And yet I said to you that even Solomon, now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Now he's introduced something that linked the natural and the supernatural. Faith in the natural opens the supernatural. Faith of the natural man opens the supernatural life to him. Faith in the natural. Okay. O ye of little faith, therefore do not worry. Do not worry. Come and help me. So worry speaks. And that's how it achieves its aim. Faith speaks. That's how it achieves aims. Okay. What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we? So when it's what that means? Look, we are stuck. We are frustrated. No, faith doesn't talk that way. For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He knows. He's your Father. And as he says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall what be added unto you. Seek first, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore do not, help me. About for tomorrow, let tomorrow take care of itself. So, as far as it is concerned, enjoy your life. in Christ Jesus. So I won't be able to do much because my time is up. But then, what's the difference between worry and concern? Because that's where we make mistakes. You know, I didn't ask you that. Have you ever been concerned about an issue? I said, have you ever been troubled? And when you are troubled, it will either manifest as concern or worry. Hello. And in John 14, he said, do not let your heart but be. So it means don't let that trouble, don't let worry bring you to trouble. Hello. Rather, you can be concerned for something. And the difference is this. For example, has God never been concerned about a thing before? A question. Has God ever been concerned about a thing before? Has Jesus ever been concerned about a thing before? Come on, talk to me. Are you sure? I'll tell you to give me an example. You don't need to quote. If you can quote, good. If you cannot quote, just tell me. Just describe. Can somebody be bold enough to say, here, Jesus was concerned. Here, God was concerned. Sorry. Be bold. Good. He said Jesus was concerned.
For the 5,000.
5,000.
Men that he feed on the feather.
Fantastic. He's preaching now. Jesus was what? Concerned. Is that true?
Yes,
exactly. Was he worried? Can Christians be concerned about issues?
Yes,
should they worry? Hello? Because when you are concerned, so what did Zito do when he was concerned?
Sir?
What did he do when he was concerned?
Yeah, he provided for them.
Oh, so concern will lead you to action.
Yes, sir.
Concern will make you do something about the situation. What about worry? Worry kills all your initiatives. It kills your creativity. It gets you frustrated. It throws you into despondency. It truncates the life of that project and the life of the person if care is not taken. So the Creator says, do not worry. Can I bring it home? Is your worrying about the economy going to solve your problem? Come on, talk to me. But does that mean that you shouldn't be concerned about the economy? Come on, talk to me. Does it mean you should not be concerned? No. You can be concerned. Because when you are concerned, it's because there is something that you can do. And how many of you know that, hey, without him, come on, talk to me, we can do
nothing.
Now, to those who know that with him all things are possible, and we can do all things through Christ, then they can be genuinely concerned and there'll be a motivation by the Spirit to do something. That's why in John 14 he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. If I will so much deck the lily of the valley that even Solomon in the best of his glory could not stand, how much more you? The question, I feel the fire. Do you believe him?
Yes.
See, a lot of time worry takes us over. The concerns get us doing something. Concerns opens the door of opportunities. So you are coming in here saying, I don't know where the next meal is coming from. Creativity. My wife and I were talking to a dear sister yesterday. I know they've been going through where God has brought them from, even your jaw will drop. The how on earth have you survived? But I said to her, I said, stay where you are, be still. Because when you are still, you are able to look back. And then you see the valleys, the fire, the rivers. Then you see the platform you're standing. Then you are forced to ask yourself the question, how did I get here? Then it will inspire you to say, bring it on, devil. He who brought me this far is still with me. He doesn't go to bed. He's ever fresh. Seasons will come and they will go. He remains. What of those who are complete in him? They remain with him. Through the water, through the fire. Seasons will come and go. They will remain. So when he was concerned, you know what he said? He said, give them to it. They were worried. They brought their worry to him. And he was concerned. What they were worried about was what he was concerned about. Can you see the difference between the natural life and the supernatural life? Because worry and concern will be interpreted the same thing in the Greek. But what follows are always different. Hello.
Hi, sir.
So we can both talk about the economy. But the truth is, when I walk through the fire, it does not drown me. It does not burn against me. It doesn't kindle a flame against me. Through the water, it doesn't drown me. Why? Because he is with me. And he is in me. And it is in him I live, I move, and I have my life is hidden with God in Christ. So if you shoot an arrow against me, I have some two layers that cannot be affected by the arrow. It will come through God first and through Christ. That's why I made the blacksmith that burned the coal in fire that produces a weapon for his warfare. Listen to me. No weapon they shoot against you shall prosper. You see, can you see how it works now? But worry, we say, they are shooting. Yeah. Concern, we say, why are they shooting? Concern, we say, but my life is hidden with God in Christ. How come they don't know? Is there something I can do to help them so they don't die trying? So, the economy is not removing anything from you. It's going to leave you better off in the name of Jesus. Because the days of wastages are gone. Come on, are you hearing me now? The days of frivolous spending are gone. It has made me now wiser. It has made me now thinking creatively. 10,000 naira, I will need to do some things next month. If I put it here, it will give me 2,000 more. And I will still be okay. If I put it here, 5,000 more. Be okay. No, I didn't used to think that way, but now I've been forced to begin to think that way. And so life is coming, days are going, and I'm continuing by the grace of God. And because I moved that way, God opened more channels, and I'm going. And now suddenly it is cleared, and now I'm back to days of 10,000 naira, I'm back to days of 100,000 naira, 1 million naira, 10 million naira. I've acquired a way of living. And oh, I am head, I'm not tail. And the blessing of a man will lift up a city. And many say, how is he doing it? I feel the fire. Let not your heart be troubled. As I finish with this, when the Bible says let not, it's because he knows you have the capacity to let not. Anywhere he said let, God gets what he wants. Let there be light. But when it comes to man, I've made you like me, my image after my likeness. Let! Then he's subjected to your will. But when you know when he says let, what he intends, you say let. He said, Taiwo, let Taiwo come to me across the water. God, and I know he's God, saying let Taiwo. Because I know the way he does. When he says let, it's because that's what he has done. That's what he wants to see done. But if I don't know his God, I won't. So we were talking to this lady yesterday, and God has spoken to me sometime, months back. He said, he's going to come to this junction. And I said to my wife, I said, I just feel like doing this. So we agreed. And we issued his checks, not much. Not knowing that that check will answer the problem. Which issued before we traveled. I came back. I said, God talked to me. God said this. Very, very spiritual. I said, you know what? By the grace of God, I believe her sincerely that God spoke to her. But all that God was saying to her is how she should not use the money for what she should use it for. She should use it for something else and save it and do something. I said, you know what? By the grace of God, I believe what God is telling you. And I mean it. But he spoke to me too. In the next 3 weeks, you see, I testify. In the name of Jesus. I'm not joking. It's a covenant-keeping God. Covenant-keeping God. And all he wants for us is, trust me. Arambe. That's what he said. I'm not talking of me now. And if he said that, and if you only use men, then he's going to use me. It's up to you. I say it's up to you. You see what I mean? He will not manifest this wisdom through dogs. It's when he wouldn't find a man that he will look for an animal. When he didn't find a man, he sent raven. When he didn't find man, he used donkey. But no raven will take my place. No donkey will take my place. In the name of Jesus. Well, let's give God a cool clap offering. You see, when it comes to the glory, only one can rightfully take the glory. And when he knows that you are a vessel that has channeled all the glory to him, guess what? He will let that glory rest on you. Somebody will live here today and you'll be going about your natural life. How be it, you are supernatural. Amen. You will see favor. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. At that point, say, beckon to them like you did in the burning bush. And when they come, you're opening your mouth. You're like, wow. That's favor. That's why the righteous is surrounded. Favor attracts. Have you observed those people who are really in Christ, who really don't give too much to the devil? It travels with them, but when it comes to, there's an understanding given to them when it comes to their dealing with God. People are attracted to them. Why? Because there is always the opportunity for them to be witnesses for him. Don't make the mistake and think it's because I'm so beautiful. Well, come on. Because I'm a human. That's why they're looking at me. They're all over. the best of your life is just beginning now. In the name of Jesus. When the devil thought he has thrown his best shot, which he did with Jesus, he said, yes, we got him. No, that was when resurrection was manifested. Hear me. I said, the peculiarity of your problem, the more dangerous your situation is, the more dangerous your achievement is going to be. In the name of Jesus. And let me warn you ahead of time, God will not leave you in the place of last achievement. Because what brought you here is going to take you higher. Hey! Let's give him praise. Come on, let's give him praise. If it's sickness in your body, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. If it's fear for your future, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. Any wicked attack against you, I stand as an apostle of God and I reverse in the name of Jesus. I decree the opposite in your life in the name of Jesus. Where they said it's impossible, I declare God's possibilities in the name of Jesus. Hey! Hey! See, the devil knows when you are speaking the language of God. So if there be any... Wait. There will be glory coming out of what you are seeing today. There will be surprises coming out of what we are seeing today. But all the glory returns to... Ajin that you know logo. You know what that means? He said, if it comes to glory, they all belong to the resurrection and the life. That's the one constant in my life and in your life. So all the glory...
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.